Hello, America, and welcome to the Common Sense Show, where we're freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And welcome to our friends from around the world. We're all partners in freedom. Got a good show for you today. We're going to be talking about Hunter Biden and the beekeeper, and we're going to look at how DHS will soon send you to jail for questioning fake science. And we're also going to be talking to you about a potential Putin-Trump alliance if Trump is reelected. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Don't waste any time, people, because the banks can take your money. They're in trouble. The Dodd-Frank law of 2010 said it's their money when you put it in the bank. If you connect your retirement to the bank, it's theirs too. Now, Dodd-Frank's unconstitutional, but it's been the law for 14 years. I don't see it going anywhere. You need to talk to the good people at Noble Gold to figure out how you can deal with this negative situation. Let me send you a free information packet at DaveHodgesGold.com. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com and I'll rush that out to you. No obligation. No one's going to bug you. And in addition, I need to make this disclaimer. The FTC wants me to tell you that every investment's an inherent risk and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We gladly give that warning. But let me send that out to you right away. Hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget DaveHodgesGold.com. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hello, America. Welcome back to this segment of the Common Sense Show, where we are freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And again, I always like to open up with a greeting to our friends in foreign countries. We are all partners in freedom. We're all children of the same high God. Welcome. We're really, really glad you're here. And we are in this struggle together. And God bless you, farmers throughout Europe. You guys are amazing. You're my inspiration. You're our hope. You're setting the tone for what the world needs to be doing. Spraying manure on government. I don't know about that, but I love what they do, what courage these people have. And really, at the core of any society are the farmers, the core. They give us our food. They work the land. They do the hard work. And they're fiercely independent. They're highly intelligent. It ain't easy to run a farm. That's a real business endeavor. And these people are highly skilled. And we're lucky to have people like farmers. And as I drive through rural America, I see structures they erect on their farms supporting Trump. Don't blame me. I voted for Trump. Pro-life. Just so many, 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 many great things. But this could all come to an end if we don't rise up together and support our brothers and sisters that are farmers, to support all of us who are Americans, to support everybody across the planet that wants to live out their God-given destiny. And we're fighting people who hate God, deny God. And we need to make a really strong stand. Please share this work far and wide. We need to make sure that we get millions of marching feet in the street or thousands of tractors. Take your pick. You farmers in Europe, especially in Germany, you guys are amazing. And in France, you made Macron back down. Italy, Ireland, it's fantastic what's going on. Canada, we're waiting. I love Canadians, tough, tough people. Don't back down from Trudeau. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is fantastic because it can save your future, plain and simple. And I'm a customer of Noble Gold. So when I give the government warning, anytime you have an investment, okay, you know, you could lose it. We know that. We also know that you can't expect tomorrow to be the same as yesterday. Okay? We agree with those warnings. But there's a reason why I've been advertising for Noble Gold for over 6 years, and I've been a customer for almost 6 years. They're the best there is. They can save your retirement, which the banks can steal under the Dodd-Frank law of 2010. They can save your bank account. Same thing. Convert to precious metals. Gold-backed IRA, for example. You own it. The bank doesn't control it. Nobody can touch it. You've preserved your future. And it's a good hideaway for your assets while we go through these terrible times right now, because when normality ever returns, then you just convert what you saved. And also, too, I love the gold and silver coin options. Why? Because you can use them like currency. In fact, actually,
As the dollar continues to take a dump, courtesy of this administration, it may be about the only thing you can use other than trading and bartering. And it's outside their system and they can't control it. Dual economy. So, how do you become part of what this is all about? Go to davehodgesgold.com. That's davehodgesgold.com. And I'll send you a free information packet electronically. Tells you everything they do, how to take the steps to secure your future. And then they leave you a number, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And I'm pounding this hard, people, because I'm telling you, the banks are failing right before our eyes. Don't become a victim like my mom's side of the family. And I've told that story many times. Don't become a victim. Be proactive. All right. This is going to be controversial, and I recognize that. And the left will love to attack me for this. Absolutely love it. Now, let me say this for the record. I am not a fan of the Russian government. They have a right to have the government they want to some degree. See, I wouldn't say that about Hitler, but Putin has been abusive and punitive towards political foes, journalism. People who weren't nice to him. Yeah. He's cutthroat. He's KGB. He's also highly intelligent and he's got an iron will. Doesn't mean I have to like him to respect what he is. He's a tough, tough man and he cares about his people enough to do civil defense drills where he puts millions in mountains and dugouts to where they can perhaps survive a nuclear attack. It's a hell of a lot more than we're doing for our people. Now, to the point. There's one thing I see out there that could save the world from the globalists, and that would be a Trump-Putin alliance. And I've talked about this before. When Trump came into power, this is the thing that the democratic communists of Bolshevik nature feared the most. And so they invented the BS about General Flynn. Oh, he's a Russian agent. Really? You never look at his service background. This guy's as loyal to America as anyone you could find. And Trump, he didn't have to run for president and take a salary cut and take all the abuse. He's loyal to this country. Is he perfect? No. Are you perfect? I'm not perfect. And I believe he's God's man. Don't have to be a godly man to be God's man. He uses the unlikely, and it's the Bible's filled with examples of this. Like they should probably do a show on that. But anyway, on to the point. Trump and Putin would have formed an alliance. Russia, 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 Mueller. Okay? Get the idea. That was derailed very cleverly by the Democratic Communists. Now, I don't think Trump would care. This is what I believe. And as I said yesterday, Tucker Carlson was doing in Russia. He wasn't just interviewing, he was negotiating on behalf of Trump. And I said yesterday that the precedent was set during President Kennedy. Norman Cousins was meeting with Nikita Khrushchev to form a nuclear agreement with America and Kennedy when Kennedy was assassinated. Kennedy was putting the wheels into motion. That's why I think he was killed. I think it's one of the major reasons why. I have five reasons. That's one. We won't get into all that right now. Maybe we'll do a sidebar piece someday where I cover the five areas. But in the reality of this situation, Tucker Carlson was Trump's agent. I absolutely have no doubt about that. The world fears a Russia-American alliance. Now, they're going to have to settle Ukraine. And I believe this interview will show that Biden had more to do with causing that war than anything Putin did. In fact, this goes back to 2014 when Russian proxy figures were running Ukraine and the CIA came in and under Obama started assassinating Russian leaders. I even wrote an article about it, Snipers on the Roof, CIA people affecting a coup, and Putin retaliated by taking Crimea. You see, understand, Putin has to satisfy the oligarchs. If he's weak and Russia loses status, he's out. And in Russia, you leave office often in a box. Not all the time, but a lot more than we do here. John Kennedy was the last one to leave office in a box. Unfortunately, Donald Trump, I think, faces the same dangers. Trump, Putin. Putin was once a member of the Young Global Leaders Program, but he hates Klaus Schwab. He hates the World Economic Forum. He doesn't do mandatory vaccines. He doesn't do the climate change nonsense. He runs his country for the best interest of his country. Trump will do the same thing. If they formed an alliance, you watch China back down. How quickly China would back down. And the UN, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization would go to hell in a handbasket and they would cease being a force. This is their nightmare, the linking up of these two entities. Now, I know you're going to come back with, Dave, what about this and what about that? Fine, put it on the table. Let's discuss it. I agree. We should have a debate about this. But I think this is Trump's plan. I think it's pretty clear. And I think the fact that Putin has not retaliated against all the American interference in their country, long-range drone strikes, missile strikes into Russia, and he hasn't taken action against NATO, I think it's because he's waiting to see what happens this year with the election. I welcome a Trump-Putin alliance, not because I love Russia, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Let's hope this happens. And I'm on the record saying I support it. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we're going to talk to you about some stunning developments in the media. You know, if you've followed me for any time, I like to follow predictive programming in the media, and they follow a really consistent theme where the bad guys seemingly put their thoughts out there and they lay it all out pretty clearly. But at the end of their predictive programming, the good guys usually win, which kind of takes the edge off their revelation. Now, I don't know. Some people speculated that predictive programming is part of a cosmic rule of the universe, that they have to declare what they're going to do before they do it. I don't know. I have no idea if that's true or not. I would suspect there's something to that allegation. But nonetheless, we're going to talk about a movie that I recently saw. I just saw it last night, and I am stunned by it. I have not read any reviews. We just picked out a movie at random, said, "Hey, we haven't seen a movie for a while. Let's go to this movie." So we went, and boy, are my eyes open. And we're going to review the movie, The Beekeeper. And it's a little violent. You know, some of you people who have weak stomachs and don't like fingers cut off, you're not going to want to see it. And for those of you who can kind of just slough it off and go with the storyline, it's very telling. We're going to tell you what I learned right here on the Common Sense Show, where we're the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And welcome to our friends around the world. International audience is growing, and we are all partners in freedom. We're brought to you by a great product, and it's called Get Warm Now. It looks like this. And it's a plug-in. And what this does is this absolutely heats your home quickly. Now, I'm a fan of this product because if you get two or three of these and put them in your most traveled rooms, you can turn off your central heating. People are paying 30 to 40% more in home heating costs this year. About 30% of the people can't afford their utility bills. This is a great alternative. Some people can't afford to buy this. Buy it for them. In addition, buy it for yourself. The utility companies hate this, but there's nothing they can do to stop it. Get Warm Now works. 55% off, 60-day money back guarantee. So there's absolutely no risk. You either save the money or you get your money back. GetWarmNow.com is where you want to go. Check out the description box for the link. GetWarmNow.com. All right, well, we are going to talk about the movie The Beekeeper, starring Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. And I'm not going to go through the entire movie, and there's not going to be a spoiler alert. I'm just going to talk about elements, variables I saw in the movie that were very, very telling. Let me first of all give you a takeaway. Everything in this government, according to the movie, is corrupt. It largely falls under a RICO enterprise. Oh boy. Organized crime from top to bottom. And what we're looking at here, ladies and gentlemen, is something that I really find interesting here is we're getting alerts here on our phone we don't have. I eliminated all my alarms this morning because I didn't need it to wake up. And here we have an alarm that just turned itself on. Isn't that interesting? I have to tell you, the interference that we get in this program is just absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. But nonetheless, let me go through the elements of this movie. Organized crime started off with, in the movie, a scam for senior citizens. And I'm really glad that this part of the movie was played up. And this was the central theme. Lovely lady in the movie who was a lifelong teacher. She managed a huge charity fund and she was wiped out by phone scammers. Oh, geez. Actually, they sent her a message on her computer and she fell for it. People don't respond to anything on your computer like that. Seriously. And I'm so glad that if elderly people see this, they'll go, ooh, that could happen to me. So that part of the movie was positive. Now, there's a character in the movie who's the head of this criminal enterprise that partners with the government. And this individual raised money up the yazoo to get his mother elected president, allegedly without her knowledge, and that would be impossible with financial disclosure. And I got to tell you what I was watching. I was watching FTX. Sam Bankman-Fried and his scams, total Ponzi scheme, total defrauding of investors. And that money ended up $40 million of it going to Democrats and rhino Republicans like Mitch McConnell. And you see this element in the movie. And it was fascinating. Now, it just so happens that the president, who reminded me very much of Hillary Clinton, so I say the movie is starring Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, the head of this scam organization with ties to politics in Washington to the highest levels. And they were calling and raising money politically to scam people out of their savings, particularly elderly. Does this sound familiar? Oh boy, FTX, FTX all the way. But the guy that was in charge of it was Hunter Biden. Oh no, they didn't use that as a stage name, but let me tell you what you did see. He's running from a guy who's seeking retribution for their scam artists. And I mean deadly retribution. And I'll get to his organization in a minute. But what I really found interesting is the character was in the White House hiding under mommy's skirt, who's the president. Actually, they were at the vacation home of the president, and it was his mother. And he's hiding under her dress for protection. And no one could protect him from this almost super soldier, even being stabbed. But why is in the office of his mother, the president, he starts doing cocaine. It was Hunter, scam artist. Money goes into, yeah, the big guy. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was laughing my butt off, Hunter Biden. But the woman reminded me of Hillary Clinton. Evil as hell, but see no evil, say no evil, don't admit to anything, blame her son. She was going to blame her son and hang him out to dry because she was busted. Well, I tell you, Hillary and Hunter are clearly in this movie. And I found that to be fascinating. All right, some more elements in here. The guy who followed Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton to seek retribution for this scamming of elderly people. He was from a group called the Beekeeper Organization. Now, he was technically in retirement, but he had an affinity and a relationship of a platonic nature with this elderly woman who ends up dying very early in the movie. And he is pissed off. And he follows the money all the way through and wreaks havoc and destruction. I won't go any further because I don't want to have to issue a spoiler alert. But he had been with an intelligence group so secret that no one really had heard of it, except for people like the president, the head of the ex-head of the CIA. He was involved. That was the father of Hunter Biden in the movie, kind of to speak. And this organization is called the Beekeeper Organization. And the beekeepers are this quasi-private government organization that takes out people with impunity, licensed to kill, licensed to do anything, as long as they're preserving the republic. Were looking at the end product of the Patriot Act and the NDAA. Those two things together. Now, the Patriot Act, unlimited spying, surveillance, seizure of assets without due process. And then, of course, the NDAA, they can snatch you off the street if you're declared to be an enemy combatant. And this was all done in reaction to 9/11. It was then directed towards foreign terrorists. Later, and I talked about this yesterday, the progression ended up with us, America First, MAGA, constitutionalists, Christians, and they're all in this big, round, undesirable jar to be abused. And the beekeepers would surely take anybody out who got too prominent, too powerful. Tucker better worry about the beekeepers in real life. But we do have organizations like this. We think the CIA is the end all be all. No, that's not true. That's the surface of what you see. Beneath this are quasi organizations of government intelligence, privately funded, many times with corporations. And they are the real power, the enforcement arm of, shall we say, special interests. And this was really telling to me when I looked at this. I said, oh my gosh. They're really telling how the intelligence world works. I don't know if anyone's picking up on this. But the other thing is that clearly this was a slap at Hunter and Hillary. I can't believe they put this out there. But the walk away from the movie, I won't call it a happy ending, but many people will be left satisfied. And that's what the globalists do in their predictive programming. They tell you how bad it is, how bad it is. It's all powerful. It's hard to stand up to. But at the end of the day, by some miracle, no harm, no foul. That's by design. So you don't walk out of there thinking, I wonder if this is true. Let's look over here. Let's look over there. Are there any similarities that parallel the movie? Because you walk away with a little endorphin high. It's predictive programming in a nutshell. And I thought you would find this to be very interesting. What I'm telling people is go see it. Let your imagination run wild. It was almost as revealing as The Hunger Games. Anyway, for your edification, I'm Dave Hodges. Thanks for watching.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Welcome to this segment. And we would really welcome to our foreign visitors, people from different countries who share our ideals of freedom, civil liberties, and opposition to abject tyranny. And this is what we're going through. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And whether you're here in America or whether you're overseas, I don't care what your laws are. Your laws need not be obeyed. And I'm talking about people who want to steal from you what's rightfully yours. You have the right to say, we're not going along with you. So what we do is we help you get out of the banks. No retirement account connected to a bank is safe. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can take it whenever they want. You're an unsecured creditor. That law was passed in 2010. It's totally unconstitutional, but it shows the direction of tyranny that the Obama administration was taking this country at that time. And under Biden, it's now Obama on steroids. In fact, really, This presidency is about Obama 3.0. Now, to the point, we can get your retirement out of the bank. We can protect your bank account. Let me send you a free information package, DaveHodgesGold.com. No one's going to bug you. All you get to do is look at it and say, yeah, I think I need this. Otherwise, it'll be 1929 for me, where we could lose everything. DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, if you feel a sense of urgency, you want really quick action, you can do same day deal. 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Well, we have interesting developments going on, and foreign countries are giving us a look at what's coming to America. Why? Because the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, all of these international unelected bodies are moving in the same direction, and they're beta testing different ideas in different places. Let me give you an example. During COVID, where did we see the forced incarceration of people who refused to be vaccinated? Well, we saw it in China for sure, but we also saw it in New Zealand, which used to be a Western democracy. They're not any longer, thanks to former Prime Minister Ardern. What a piece of work she was. And she put these people in huts. They confined them. They were under guard. They were treated bad if they didn't do what they were told. They had meals withheld. And then we look at how you deal with protesting. J6 protesters, at worst, were trespassers, misdemeanor trespassers. The Capitol Guards are seen on film laughing and joking with them. There was no threat to anybody. Kamala Harris lied about, oh, I was here, and then AOC lied about where she was at and went, I had to hide under my desk. Too bad you didn't stay there because you were lying your backside off. And now we took these people, and many of them still have not been sent to trial, and were more than how long past? 3 years, right? Over 3 years, no trial, right? What about constitutional right to a speedy trial? How about not having your jail cell at 45 degrees? How about being fed on a regular basis? How about the ability to shower and practice good hygiene? How about getting your cancer medication? These are all violations that we've documented and have been documented across the board. And what did J6 do? It was the beta test. Can we just violate blatantly the civil rights of people? The trucker strike. Trudeau. What did he do? Well, if you protest against me and my illegal mandate that will force you to take a medical treatment in violation of the Nuremberg Code, we'll steal all your assets. And if you gave as much as a pizza or a $20 donation, we'll take all your assets too. Central bank, digital currency, social credit. That's what he was moving towards. But there's a law in Ireland that we all need to be concerned about. Now, I understand it has to be ratified still, but it's all but done. And here's the law. It's a malinformation law. They're not calling it that in the Irish legislation, but this is effectively what it is. Yesterday, as you know, I covered misinformation, disinformation, and more importantly, and to the point, I covered malinformation. Malinformation is defined as telling the truth, but your truth harms people in positions of power. Notice they didn't even say the government. Could be the World Health Organization. Who in Ireland voted for the WHO? Nobody. But if they say something critical, well, look, their information's based on garbage. There's been no long-term studies about safety and efficacy with vaccines. The recent one did eight animals on clinical trial and they all died, no humans. So your latest batch of vaccines is untested, both in the short term and in the long term. And we're now 4 years out, and there hasn't been an attempt at longitudinal studies that have been publicly presented. Now, they may have done them privately just to see, hey, is it really working? Yeah, we're killing lots of people. The bottom line is it's not been made public in any way, shape, or form. This violates every tenet and every protocol. When I was on assignment at a university, and I taught a number of things, I taught psych, stat, taught research. Research, I kind of moved up the trail. And for over 4 years, I had taught a class on research to graduate students who were working on their dissertation. We followed medical protocols. Your classic scientific experiment, control group, experimental group, random selection of subjects. Went through the whole thing with them. And we just walked them through how a drug got to market. And it used to be a 5 to 10 year testing period. That's long-term longitudinal study to some degree. The longitudinal is kind of on the short end, but nonetheless, they went beyond a month. All we have now is clinical data on 1 month. So if something doesn't affect you for 6 months, it won't show up in the data. Okay, now keep that in mind. If I made that criticism in Ireland, I'm guilty of malinformation, and they can come and put me in prison. But here's where it gets really interesting, and this is where it affects you. You may not have the expertise to talk about research and stat. That's okay. Not many people do. And it's not a criticism. And I couldn't talk about women's fashion to any sense of the degree. Okay. I couldn't talk about dental techniques to any sense of the degree. I wouldn't know. Okay. I'd have to defer to the professionals. But I know research, and I know crappy research when I see it. And these people that are running the medical establishment in these Western countries, including our own, wouldn't get out of my midterm exam in an intro 100 level class for research. It's horrible what's masquerading as science. It is not science. Now, for me to say that, I can go to jail. But here's the deal. If you downloaded something I recorded or wrote in Ireland, you can go to jail too. So if you receive the truth, but the truth would bring harm, suspicion, reputational damage to a person in position of power. The vaccines are completely safe. There's absolutely no side effects whatsoever. Line up, roll up your sleeve, and shut up, or you'll lose your job, and we might even put you in jail. Well, what they'll do, if you receive that information, it's sent to you electronically, even if you didn't solicit it, you can be arrested and sent to jail. You don't think that's being beta tested for everywhere else? It's exactly where it is. And you know what's really interesting to me? Do you know who's really pushing back on this crap? It's not the Western democracies. It's not France and Britain and Sweden and Denmark and Norway and Australia. It's horrible. New Zealand, worse. They're just like China. Do you know who's pushing back on this crap? It's the Eastern European countries, the old Eastern Soviet bloc. The Warsaw Pact nations, they lived under tyranny. It's in their knowledge, their recent history. It's in their history books. And people like Orban in Hungary and others in Eastern Europe are saying, screw you. We've been through this crap before with the Soviets, and we ain't going through it again. Isn't that interesting? But the West is totally lost, and they have totally turned on their citizens. And right now, your biggest enemy, the biggest threat to your health, are unelected bureaucrats from the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, that think they can dictate to our politicians and their little minions, bribe them with money or blackmail them with Epstein or some other such thing, and they get what they want. And governments are in the West are weaponized against the people. Think about what happened here in this country, right? Doctors who put out medical treatments in the last 4 years without following standard scientific protocols that are taught all across America. Imagine this, taught all across America, time immemorial. Since the scientific method has been developed, they didn't follow their own protocols. And when doctors from groups like the Frontline Doctors, is represented by attorney Tom Rentz, friend of mine, who I've interviewed many, many, many times. They come out and they say, no. This is not science. You cannot abuse authority this way. And what happens to them? They're threatened with jail. They're hit with lawsuits. They have their medical license taken. They're deprived the right to make a living for telling the truth about science. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. I hope you're hearing that the bottom line is, hear me very clearly. You will do what we say, when we say, scientific protocols be damned. We are in charge. And if you open your mouth, you're going to jail. This is a first step to what will happen if we ever let ourselves be herded into stack and pack smart cities, 15-minute cities, if you will. And you'll have no say over everything because central bank digital currency will be applied with its social credit penalties based on what Google brought communist China, and it's being applied here, only with much more efficiency. That's what you're looking at. Now, if they can do it to you with vaccines, and see people say, oh, this is anti-vaccination. No. It's anti-government abuse. If they can legislate about what you can say or what you can receive in your email box, they can legislate against anything. You criticize Joe Biden, you're supporting Donald Trump, that's malinformation. You're going to jail. Now, we've already seen the biggest test case. Can you think of what that is? And if you heard me, particularly before I was taken off YouTube, I talked about this man a lot. I've met him at Branson, and he and I were co-presenters. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about InfoWars' own Schroyer, who told people on Capitol grounds, don't go into that building. It's a setup. Ray Epps, FBI agent, pipe bombs being placed by DNC. He warned people not to go in. And in speeches he made and comments he made on air at InfoWars and their publication, as protected by the First Amendment, he made the statement, death to tyrants. That got him a prison term for simply saying that. He didn't break any laws on January the 6th. Stuart Rhodes, who I know, Stuart Rhodes, they told people not to go in. They didn't bring any weapons. And they said, you're guilty of seditious insurrection. 18 years for you in prison. Proud Boys, 22 years. For what? How do you have an insurrection without a weapon? You don't. But do you see how the law is being misapplied in every case? What they're saying to you in J6, and it was a setup concocted by Nancy Pelosi's handlers, that if you protest us, your butt's going to jail. And I hope that you're hearing what I'm saying very clearly. Now, here's what they want to happen. Oh, I don't want to go to jail. I got to support my family. If you think that, you're a coward. And as Shakespeare said, cowards die a thousand deaths. And that's exactly right. We need to speak up and say no and hell no. We ain't going along with you. We need to be more defiant with these laws. And this is why I tell you to share this work, because we need millions of feet in the street. These people are afraid of a Bastille moment a la French Revolution. I'm not advocating for that. I'm saying that's what they're afraid of. And so they're beta testing how they can control the masses as they steal everything from us and decide who gets depopulated. Now, you think that's an extreme statement if you're new to this. Well, you obviously missed the John Kerry quote. John Kerry, America's envoy to climate change organizations, right? And here is what he said. He said this twice now publicly, October and again about 4 weeks ago. Humans are the worst enemy of the planet. That's the Gaia philosophy. See, in the Bible, it says man has dominion over all. Doesn't mean man gets to abuse anything. It means man has to be a good steward of what God has bestowed upon him. It's man, animal, fish, fowl, the earth. Man's number one. So if you have to do what's absolutely perfect for the earth, but it harms man, then the man wins. That's biblical. So in other words, when you come across and say you can't farm, you can't have a home garden, you can't, you can't, you can't, and it's detrimental to you, it's a violation of God's law. John Kerry is saying humans are the worst enemy of the planet. That's Gaia. UN Agenda 21, concocted fake religion, pagan as it is, and these people are all pagans. That's earth, animal, fish, fowl, and man. Do you remember back in the 70s and 80s, and the EPA got out of control and it was beginning to shut down lumbering towns based on logging in the American Northwest and places like Oregon? Do you remember that? The spotted owl. So that was a Gaia philosophy. The spotted owl was placed above the welfare of man. And then they say, well, oceans are going to rise. Oceans are going to rise. We got climate change and global warming. And blah, blah, blah. Okay, let me take you back to 2008. How about a dose of reality? Researchers from East Anglia University in the UK and Penn State, the home of pedophilia. Remember under the Penn State football? Yeah, you remember that. Okay, exactly. Those two organizations were dialoguing back and forth with emails. Somebody hacked the emails. And what we found, this is when global warming was the term, here's what we found. What if the people knew that the temperature of the Earth has actually cooled in the last few decades? Slightly. Our theories would be destroyed. And they got caught faking data. And it actually made the mainstream media for a while. And they had to go back to the drawing board and say, okay, we're not going to do global warming anymore. We're going to talk about climate change. If it's a little colder than normal, it's man's activity causing it. If it's warmer than normal, if we get a bad rainstorm, if there's a tornado, a hurricane, it's climate change. But when you look at their climatological data, they isolate certain historical periods to make cases that are not valid. In other words, they're massaging the data. They're manipulating it. And I keep telling these people who believe in this nonsense, show me your data. Show me your long-term data. Show me your short-term data. Show me the research methods. Show me the replicability of research where you do the same kind of study over and over and over and get the same results with a reliability factor of P equals less than 0.05, which means your results are due to less than a 5% chance of being false. I never see it. I've had students when I used to teach, sociology courses. I used to tell them, if you believe in climate change, bring me the studies. I said, I'm speaking to you as a researcher. I can't find any, and I'm really good at what I do. I never had anybody bring me replicable research. Oh, they'd bring a study. Okay, that's one study. You can't base anything on one study. It's a bunch of crap. But if you speak against it now, that's now moving into the DHS memo I talked about yesterday. You know what that DHS memo is? It says disinformation, misinformation, set that aside for now. Malinformation. You're saying things that are bringing harm to people of position and power. And if you do, say, reputational harm, you're not doing good research. Reputation harm, going to jail. It's a DHS memo on terrorism. And I can't stress this enough. Disagreeing with some kind of an official doctrine, even if the science is absolute garbage and you can prove it, under this, you'll go to jail when World Health Organization medical martial law kicks in. Vaccines. Where are the human studies for the latest batch of vaccines? There aren't any. Where's the longitudinal studies? There aren't any. Well, how long did they have studies over what period of time before they introduced Operation Warp Speed? 1 month? Well, that's not long enough. Exactly right. Anyone who took an intro to research or stat class already knows this. But they got away with this. And if you point it out, you're harming the reputation and you will go to jail. I can't stress this enough. This is in Ireland. It's spreading throughout the West. It's already in New Zealand and Australia. It's already in Canada. And it's coming here. DHS has already told you. Department of Homeland Insecurity that thinks it's a good idea to open the borders to terrorists. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Now, here's what I'm telling you. I'm building the case that you're being presented with a false narrative. And if you speak out against the false narrative, you're going to jail. And when CBDC comes in, you're going to jail in spades because they'll take everything from you. The jail will be imposed on lack of residence, lack of resources, lack of anything, including food. It puts your life in danger. It's kind of like the old Puritan colonies, right? You disagree with religious doctrine? How dare you challenge us? If we don't burn you at the stake, we'll banish you into the winter. And if the Indians don't kill you and take you in, you're going to die of exposure. It was a death sentence for disagreeing with clergy authority. And climate change is a religious cult. The analogy fits perfectly. Now, we can slink away and let them pick us off one at a time, or we can stand up and say, come and get us all because we're going to oppose you. Do you have guts or are you a coward? That's the ultimate question here. Now, if I were teaching in most universities right now or most colleges, could I get away with saying this? Not without losing my job. This is why you're not hearing more professors talk. Some of them come out. There are people who are educated, who've worked in the system, and they're speaking out. But you'll find consistently, like me, when I'm retired, I have nothing to lose. Now, when these new laws come in, I'll be declared to be a domestic terrorist and I could go to jail. DHS memo. But up until this point, the only thing I would risk is professional licensing, the ability to make a living, not losing my job. Do you understand the tyranny? See, science is supposed to stand on its own. You're not supposed to have the force of the government to make you believe what someone wants you to believe. And the scientific method is now illegal. Demanding proof and replicability is illegal. Demanding on demonstrating your methods of research to show no confabulation, that's illegal. I can't stress this strongly enough to you. This is the moment that the battle has to be won. And we're not very far away from an imaginary disease X that does not yet exist, but they're telling us it's coming. Well, if it doesn't exist and it's coming, how do they know unless they're the ones creating it in a lab in Ukraine or Wuhan? How would they know? They don't. They don't. It's planned depopulation. It's enormous profits built on the backs of our demise. So let's thin out humanity. Oh, wait a minute. You said that's a conspiracy theory, Dave. Well, let me give you a little stat. In the last 4 years, the lifespan of the average American has gone from 79 years of age to 76 years of age. We have slipped 1 year below Cuba in longevity, a third world country that abuses its citizens, denies basic human decency in terms of treatment by government, and they live longer than we do. Do the math, people. What changed in the last 4 years? What were we universally exposed to that could be the only causal agent in lowering our lifespan? I could give you example after example after example. I'll leave you with one more. Emergency room doctors have spoken out, especially ones that have recently retired. Guy comes into ER room, motorcycle accident, severe head trauma. They're just keeping him on life support till the family can come say goodbye. Death, brain trauma. Okay. What did it say on the death certificate? It would be rewritten by an administrator. Cause of death, COVID, to inflate the statistics to justify the extreme action. If you don't take the vaccine, you're harming humanity. They tried to make it a moral issue. Wait a minute. If the vaccine really works and someone else takes it and I don't, how are they going to be harmed? They're protected, right? They can't spread it, nor can they catch it. That's what we were told. But everybody has to take it. See, it made no sense, did it? And they inflated the statistics to justify these type of asinine policies. And here's how the government assured it. HHS and other government agencies would pay an average to a hospital unit $13,000 for a COVID diagnosis, whether it was valid or not. The false positives on these tests went as high as 80%. Now, cause of death, you get paid $39,000 on average. Some was more, some was less. In other words, the government was paying organizations, bribing them with taxpayer money to lie about the data. I covered it when it was going on. I said, never before in the history of mankind has a government ever paid the medical establishment money to lie on death certificates. And we did it. We did it. And at the end of the day, they didn't do it good enough. Because what we found out, although COVID was deadly to certain populations, certainly not the kids, not to child abuse, get your kid vaccinated. What for? Why would you have them vaccinated when COVID wasn't a threat to them? Because you want to make money. That's a misuse of do no harm. But if I speak the truth and you listen to the truth, we're all going to jail. And CBDC will guarantee it. Do you see how it all fits together? Are you connecting any dots now? This is why we need to stand up and say no and hell no. Everybody. Everybody. But see, they think that's coming. Hold on. This is why what disease X will be, whether it's Marburgs, whether it's Ebola, and I think it's going to be Ebola for reasons I've said. Vaccinations now coming out, blah, 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 blah. High shedding rate, 32%. It's been documented in recent research study. They know what they're doing. They know that the lie has been exposed, and now they have to go for the kill shot, literally and figuratively. There is something big coming with pandemic. And with the World Health Organization, pandemic treaty, yeah, end of all freedom. And now they got you. Just like they had in New Zealand, you don't do what we say, here's where you're going to go. Final comment. Final comment. Rule 2.13, Governor Hochul, New York. We can declare you to be sick. We don't have to prove it. We'll just take you away. You don't get to go to the courts. You get no protest. Your doctor's opinion means nothing. You can have 10 doctors say you're perfectly healthy and you're still going away. Can you say Auschwitz? That's what we're looking at if we don't stop this. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Thumbs up, like us. Make sure that you remember what we do really well. The commonsenseshow.tv. Now, you know what we do there? We bring in an expert. Sometimes I do monologue in areas that I know, but many times we bring in an expert and they say, yeah, these are uncharted times, but here's what I know. Here's what you need to know. And here's what you probably should be doing. And they give you options. There's no show like it out there. It's popular. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you over there. And thanks for joining us here. God bless all of you.